trailblazer rides forth again this morning, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. So come on, Dad, let's get on down the road now, for it'll soon be time for services down to Old Bethel Church this morning, where the Lord's working and where it's been a mighty tough place, but where sin abound, grace did much more abound. You know, I still believe the greatest thing that ever happens to an individual in this life, if it ever does happen, is to be saved, just to know Christ as Savior and Lord. I know walking down the aisle, giving the preacher your hand, making a decision for Christ is not salvation. Never has been and never will be. There's no Holy Spirit conviction and heartfelt Bible repentance in such decision. Therefore, there's no new birth, no salvation, no heaven. Well, come on, Dan, let's be a-getting now. Yes, I know also that these decision days in Bible classes, Sunday schools, is an abomination in the sight of God. They make children a twofold more the child of hell than before. Oh, I wish our people would wake up and see that sinners are dead and buried so deeply in trespasses and sins until only the Holy Spirit can make them alive and raise them up from the dead unto life in Christ Jesus. You know, but the average church has rejected the Holy Spirit and His work. And so the only thing they have left today is just a little decision for Christ, which is a trick of Satan to keep men deceived, that he may carry them to hell without warning. Whoa, Dan. Whoa, whoa. Well, you know they're gathering here this morning. Now you just stand here still, old boy, and I'll walk on over here to the church. You know, I believe they're singing this morning already. Yes, sir, listen, that great old favorite song of mine. Folks, good morning. Glad to see you again. Glad to come into your homes, wherever you are this morning, with another message from the Book of Romans, God's eternal word. Yes, I still believe the greatest thing in the world is to be saved, just to know Christ as Savior and Lord. I wish I could just look each one of you definitely in the eye, take you by the hand, and ask you this one question. Did you get to the Lord? Do you know Him? Do you know Christ this morning as your Savior and your Lord? Do you know Him? All right, let's open our Bible this morning at the first chapter of Romans and go right into our lesson. And then, my friends, I'd like to hear from you. Write me, will you? I've gotten several letters. I appreciate them. I wish you'd sit down and write me and address your letter to Parson Shelton, Post Office Box 6057, New Orleans 14, Louisiana. If you want one of the books on Romans, we'll send it to you free. And, my friends, let us hear from you. These messages are a blessing to your heart. All right, we've been studying a man's total depraved condition and how man went away from God of his own choice. Now, my friends, you're to blame for that choice against God. And every individual out of Christ has gone away from God. In that Romans 1, 21, 22, 23, we find the seven steps that every sinner goes away from God. Let's notice that again, then notice the results this morning. First, he glorified not the God he knew. Every individual has had an impression of God. You have been made to think, and you've come face to face with this fact, and then you have deliberately turned away from him and glorified him not as God. In turning away from him, you became unthankful. You begin to praise yourself and to say, well, I work for this money, it's mine. This is my salary. This is my land. This is my stocks and bonds. I'll do as I please with it. Unthankful, never stopping to give God thanks. Became vain, that is, your profession became empty. Every reasoning that you had was empty. And your foolish heart became darkened. Brother, there is no darkness like the darkness of an individual that turns away from God and becomes unthankful. Then he puffs himself up, becomes proud, thinking himself somebody come. I don't care whether it's a preacher in the pulpit, deacon in the pew, or a drunkard on the street. There was a young man one day I met who was drinking. He always prided himself of being just a little bit better than someone else. He was a student in one of our large universities of the South. I saw that young man as he went down until finally he lost every job he had and was sitting in his drunken stupor on the street corner selling papers to make a few nickels. There's no disgrace in selling papers, but my friend, that's what he came to, just to make a few nickels to get by with. And the last time I saw him, he said, well, I'm not as bad as someone else is. Well, he becomes proud. In his pride, he becomes a fool. He changes the glory of God into an image. He makes his own image and worships that image, regardless of whether it's made of stone, silver, or gold, or of his own imagination. All right, when that fellow reaches that stage, God says, wherefore, therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their bodies between themselves. You know, it's awful when God gives a sinner up, isn't it? And counts him as a vessel of wrath. God gives him up to uncleanness. What does it mean by that? Well, gives you to that which is filthy, gives you up to that which is dirty, gives you up to that which is foul, and your mind becomes a buzzard roost. And there you are, given up to that type of life. Go on through life and then die and go to hell. Why? Listen to that 25th verse we saw yesterday morning. Because they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Change the truth of God for a lie. No matter what it is, gave it up. Gave the truth up, would not come as a lost sinner to Christ, would not come as a condemned sinner to Christ, would not believe that Christ died for you, gave it up, and then for some lie that you believed that gave you soul comfort and yet fitted you for hell, all right? And he said, then began to worship the creature. All right, we're living in a day of hero worship. Do you know that? Living in a day of hero worship. Maybe worship of a preacher. Maybe worship some movie star. Some hero that you're worshiping. Some singer. Some voice. There are individuals this morning in Radio Land who's worshiping my voice. They've turned just to the creature instead of turning to God. I wish you'd turn to the Lord this morning. Listen, for this cause, God gave them up to vile affections. All right, what does that mean? Means to give them up to impure, to love evil. Gave them up to love that which is impure, to love that which is foul, and to vile. And every inclination of your body will be toward evil and lust. That's all you talk about. You go among the average group of men working today, and that's all they talk about is lust. Among the average group of women today, and that's all they're talking about is lust. Now, God's given the world up today, friends. Now, I don't care whether it's a group of churchmen, a group of preachers, the dirtiest mouth folks living today. Sometimes you get with a group of preachers, and they can tell the dirtiest, smuttiest jokes that I ever listened to, and I won't listen to them. No longer will I listen to him. I was in a group here the other day, and a man said, started to tell someone, look around and see if, well, I just looked around and see if there's a lady here. I said, no, sir, but there's a gentleman here. Goodbye, sir. I don't want to hear your foul, dirty jokes. All right, you're giving up to vileness, giving up to foul, giving up to impurity, giving up to everything. God gives them up, and God's given the world up today, my friend. Has he given you up? And look at that 28th verse. And even as they did not like to retain God in thy knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. They did not like to retain God in thy knowledge. Isn't that awful? That God will begin to deal with an individual, speak to him by the Spirit, through the Word or Providence, and in his fatherly care, as God would love a sinner. And then that individual began to fight him and will not retain God in his knowledge and said, there is no God as far as I'm concerned. Away with him, I don't want him. And then for God to give that individual up to what? A reprobate mind. Now, what is a reprobate mind? Well, simply the word means unbelief, to a mind of unbelief. But there's a deeper meaning than that to the word reprobate. Means to disapprove of strongly. Ah, to reject Christ is unworthy, to disapprove of God strong in the heart. A mind which rejects Christ is unworthy, as one who's unworthy of my notice. Me? No, I don't want that lowly Nazarene. No, I would not have that fellow to rule over me. A mind which strongly condemns Christ. That's what it means. That's what that word reprobate means. And I'm going to tell you, my friend, the world today is living in that state of unbelief, including 95% of our church members and preachers. They are strongly against Christ. You never hear them talk about Christ. You never hear them preach Christ. You never hear them praise Christ. You never hear them talk about being saved by the blood of the Son of God. And if they speak of Christ in the pulpit, they do it with an apology. They do it lightly. They're not willing to come out. They don't know him. And brother, God has just about given this a world over to such a delusion. All right, now turn with me to 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter. And for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. A strong delusion, a false belief. Yes, sir, a state of deception, believing you're saved and yet lost, a false belief held persistently. You cannot be convinced that you're wrong. And God has left the state of the world in a state of religious belief today that's absolutely a monstrosity, that is does not honor Christ, does not know Christ as Savior and Lord, and they've gone off after visions and experiences and gone off after so-called divine healing and gone off after the Sabbath day and gone off after this and gone off after this and after the coldness and decisions and so on and do not know Christ. Well, I'll have to leave you, and until Monday, we'll be writing. Well, come on, Dad, let's get on down the road now, bless your old heart. God's moving there and giving us a great victory over the hearts of those fellows. Did you see that fellow that shot at me the other day? Well, brother, he's right about in the middle of the church building now, and I saw him crying this morning. He does not want God to give him up. My Lord is real, yes, real to me.
Thank you for listening to a special Old Trailblazer broadcast recorded by Pastor L.R. Shelton. If you would like a copy of this broadcast, please call the church office at 225-664-8658. That's 225-664-8658. Or you may write Radio Missions, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. That's Radio Missions, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785.